I'm Spencer Beckwith, for KUNM. The musicians of the Santa Fe Symphony will be looking closely at and listening closely to a number of guest conductors this season, all potential candidates in the symphony's ongoing search for a new principal conductor. Maestro Stephen Smith announced his departure from Santa Fe 2 years ago, after 14 seasons. And with us to talk about the search for Stephen Smith's successor is the founder and general director of the Santa Fe Symphony, trumpet player with the orchestra, Greg Heltman. Greg, the Santa Fe Symphony calls this position principal conductor as opposed to music director, which is a term other orchestras use. What is the difference?
We borrowed that terminology from the Vienna Philharmonic and other orchestras in Europe. These orchestras in Europe are democratically run orchestras, as is the Santa Fe Symphony. So we have seven musicians on our board of directors. It is the musicians who indeed select our next artistic leader. And in our structure, the selection of music is not solely rest with one person. We have a music selection committee, a programming committee. Our musician selections through auditions take place also with a committee that includes the artistic leader. So it is, again, not the sole discretion of the artistic leader. The general sense of the artistic direction of the orchestra, whether we do more pops concerts, if you will, or more operatic excerpts or more contemporary music, this, again, goes back to the programming committee. So it doesn't rest with one person's vision about what the Santa Fe Symphony should be.
Which leads me to the question, why then have a principal conductor? Why not simply have a series of guest conductors?
That's an interesting paradigm, one that has been executed, I think, to a large degree and very successfully with the Orpheus Chamber Ensemble in New York. They, in fact, don't have a music director or a principal conductor. Their structure is such that they take turns leading the rehearsals, leading the performance, and there's a very democratic process by which the principal bassoonist 1 month may be the artistic leader, the next month it's the concertmaster. And this changes, but it's very, very time-consuming, and it really takes a lot of buy-in and expression of responsibility by the players to execute that. When dealing with an orchestra such as the Santa Fe Symphony, we have a budget of about $1.1 million. We give 9 or 10 subscription concerts a year at the Lenzic, and 65 players, I think I mentioned. It's important that there is a focal point, certainly during rehearsals and during the performance. The quarterback, if you will, is the conductor. That focal point then is helpful when we go into auditions, and we might have a split opinion about the qualifications of a given player behind that screen, whom we don't know who that is. And it is helpful to have that other voice besides the four instrumentalists or five instrumentalists in the orchestra, to have the other voice who might have a more broad vision or sense of the orchestra than this we five in the orchestra.
And frequently, music directors are the public face of an orchestra or of a musical organization. That is a role that you have stepped into over the years. We're one of the committee of people who founded the symphony 31 years ago. Is that part of the consideration of saying this is principal conductor rather than music director?
I think it's very important for the artistic leader of the organization to be comfortable being an advocate for the organization, being an advocate for the symphony in Santa Fe, in the state of New Mexico, and regionally. That doesn't mean he or she is the sole advocate. And I think the term music director is easy to default and say, well, let Stephen do it as our previous music director, rather than thinking, okay, how can we get the best embed the symphony in the community? Maybe it's through our principal cellist, Dana Winograd, or maybe it's through David Felberg, our concertmaster, or maybe it is through our principal conductor, or maybe it's through me as a founder and general director. I think this gives us the opportunity to generate multiple entry points to different audiences. That's not to say that as a public, as a society, we don't look for that figurehead. We do. But one can look back through the turbulent recession we're just coming out of. The number of orchestras that built their structure upon this one figurehead who went belly up. That one figurehead as the one advocate did not work.
Greg, as you look at the potential candidates during this coming season, and as you looked last season at potential candidates, what are you looking for?
First and foremost, we're looking for someone who is well-spoken, who is considerate, appreciates the collaborative nature of putting a symphony orchestra on stage, and yet commands the respect of all us on stage to our highest potential. So that means he or she needs to have a very clear beat, has to be able to articulate what he or she sees that we're not bringing to the performance. And I want to be very cautious here. It doesn't necessarily mean that he or she is going to impose, quote unquote, their vision of what the piece of music is. But we're looking to someone who's going to bring fidelity to what the composer wanted to the best degree that any of us can, whether it be a brand new piece of music or Beethoven or Handel's Messiah from, 1749.
Many of the conductors who are coming this season are potential candidates.
Yes.
Who do you invite? What are your criteria for inviting candidates?
If we were to have announced the opening through the League of American Orchestras and through other outlets, Musical America is another outlet, we would have had 500 or 600 applications. And we just don't have the capacity to open each application, read it, and then respond to that applicant. The sad thing about that is there might be someone who, through that process, applies who might have minimal experience, whom, because they have minimal experience, we don't engage. But they could easily have been the next Dudamel. So the best way that we can do it is through word of mouth, through the musician network. And so we have colleagues who perform in major orchestras, Dallas Symphony, New York Philharmonic, San Francisco, who have assistant conductors, for example, or these folks have performed with these conductors at festivals. And we then do research. We look to see if there's any YouTube video of them out there. YouTube is ubiquitous. And we ask around. That is the proof positive whether we want to extend an invitation.
Is the audience response taken into the equation when you make a decision?
We will be taking the audience response into consideration. I can't tell you the percentage of that input, how it will have a bearing on our decision. But every conducting candidate, every principal conductor candidate has an opportunity to provide a pre-concert talk before the concert. So we have a chance to see how they are speaking off the cuff, how they are responding to questions from the audience. And that's really important in making a connection.
Is there a time frame here, Greg, or is this going to happen when it happens?
I think that we would hope to make a decision at the end of the 15-16 season. So this season, we have two candidates whom we saw in our previous season returning for their second appearance with us. And then the other 6 or 7 guest conductors will be brand new to us. And then I would hope that for the 15-16 season, we can invite finalists, hopefully in substantially different repertoire than they may have performed the first time.
You mentioned that the season is about 9 or 10 concerts mm-hmm. at the Lenzig Center. Is one of the requirements for the principal conductor that he or she move to Santa Fe and be in residence?
I don't think that's necessary this day and age. I think what's really important is that that person, when they are in New Mexico, makes a commitment to being in New Mexico and being engaged in the community. In any given week, there's 3 Rotary Club meetings in Santa Fe. In any given week, there's then a Kiwanis Club meeting. There's city council meetings. There are youth symphony rehearsals. So it's very possible to, within a 1 or 2 week period around a concert, to be well engaged in the community. And one has to have a little bit of an outgoing personality and be willing to do that.
General Director Greg Heltman is leading the Santa Fe Symphony's search for a new principal conductor. Candidates will be conducting the symphony during its upcoming 31st season. That's September 14th through late May at the Lenzig Center. Go to santafesymphony.org for information. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.